Okay, I'm here with Astrid Ort, and you just held a session on open metrics. Before we go into that, maybe you can give us a little background about yourself.
Okay, I'm from the University Library of Göttingen, and we just started a project in January called Metrics, and we want to research alternative ways of measuring scholarly output, and this was why I came here and why I wanted to discuss this in a Barcamp session.
Okay, so what was your session all about, and what are your impressions on it?
Okay, the session was actually the second part of a session that we had before on the Open Up project and their surveys on metrics. And yeah, they presented their results and opened the discussion, and we continued trying to answer very interesting questions, like why would alternative metrics be complementary or substituting traditional metrics? What are the advantages? What do scientists think about? I introduced our project. We want to do surveys among social scientists and economic scientists. We will produce some technical solutions to show examples of alternative metrics and social media metrics. We want to reach more transparency, and that was in the discussion that there are many different meanings on metrics, and all the different platforms provide different numbers, and you cannot just add them, and that doesn't make any sense usually. We want to give workshops, and I think that was a wish as well, to educate people about the use of metrics. We will provide a social media registry examining the different ways of platforms to offer a number, their ability to be accessed. Do they have an API? Are they free of charge, or how do they provide their numbers? An interesting thing I found was to the project is called Metrics, but the wish was to have something more than metrics. So numbers are not everything, and the idea was to tell the stories that are behind the numbers, and to have more qualitative measures, to have narratives about research output, and to involve this way, add this to the current measurement of science.
Is that kind of the strength that actors like Impact Story or Old Metrics go to, or do you see any difference in there?
It's actually something similar than AdMetrics, for instance, is doing. It's just not very clear what the AdMetric numbers are, what is behind that, and there are so many different numbers that you can derive from the different platforms, and if you're have some numbers of using Twitter. Is it tweets about something? Is it retweets? Is it likes? What different things are these? And is it relevant for the impact that the work has, or the output that is discussed there? So how much does it contribute to society? And is it, that was the question of the session before, is that an award, or how get people awarded for their scientific work?
So context is actually the prime factor that you are looking into, based on a set of numbers, basically.
Yeah, I think we said there are so many different interpretations of numbers. You need to provide some meaning, and for this you need to have a lot of context. And so,
you started this project recently at the library in Göttingen?
Yes, it's a DFT project, and we started in January. We go for 2 years, so end of 2018. And so we're at the very beginning, and that's why I wanted to have some input, what people think and what people want. And I think next year we will be back to show what we have so far.
Cool. We will be lucky to see the first results and keep a close eye on your project. Sounds very interesting. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.